Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A kiss of death from Rex Ryan, who last week, Q Douglas, said the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, had a bye week to get to the second round before they played the Texans. What happened to the Chargers in that game?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
They got Justin Herbert.
Yeah, they got dragged. And now we have Rex Ryan all but calling this one over. So it was a good run.
Well, this one favors the narrative more than the other one. And speaking of the narrative, shout out to all the Eagle fans, you know, that started the GoFundMe. I was surprised. That Eagle fans.
We had a caller the other day
this. Yes.
Who suggested a GoFundMe. I think her suggestion was at the stadium, but wherever it is, that's great that we're
He's got egg on his face today.
Mm. No, and you know what? I am not mad about it because I just didn't see it happening. I didn't think with the game being as high stakes as it is that would be the case. But the Eagle fans started. So hey, it's good to be proven wrong in certain situations, man. And this is one of them. That's shout out to all the fans that started that and the people that donated to it. I don't have the actual GoFundMe information, but I'm pretty sure if you want it, you can find it out there.
Yeah, I could try to find it. We could give it out before the end of the show. But thanks, Rex, for doing that because that feels to me.
Oh. Yep. No, he's right though, because the one thing that you do know, in situations like this. Warm weather finesse teams, they don't like being on a cold weather, Joe.
I agree with you. I don't view the Rams with McVay as finesse. Like they like to throw more, but there is always a toughness to their team. I never felt the Rams are finesse.
I don't know, man.
I don't feel that.
Like when I think of finesse teams, I think of Sean McVay and his Rams team because they like to throw the ball. They don't want to get.
He also runs it,
but they have Puka, who's very scrappy as a wide receiver.
No, he is.
Physical,
he's not your flashy.
He is.
And Stafford, who's probably one of the tougher QBs in the league.
I don't get finesse from them. They may get pushed around. Like we just may be the bigger bully. I don't know about finesse.
No, they scream finesse to me. Not like the Kansas City Chiefs. They scream bully. Baltimore, bully. Buffalo, bully.
I don't think there are any who
do you think is a finesse team in this playoff?
Lions offense, I think, maybe.
I haven't seen too many Houston Texans.
Yeah, but they're not like
bruisers. I would probably say Houston.
It's more like Gibbs breaks out like a 70-yard run.
But they have Montgomery back this week.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Commanders don't play finesse. I mean, they're running at you.
No, I would say I just named it. I said Houston. Yeah.
Houston might be the most finesse team on offensively.
Yeah, a little finesse.
Well, I mean, I think that's the way the league works, right? Like, as you always said, this, as you get deeper into the season, finesse teams get pushed around.
But there's some teams, man, like, you know, when you...
That's you.
When you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, you talk about, like, Pacheco back there, like, he screams angry. He screams the way he runs.
Runs like he's literally on fire.
He runs crazy. He's a crazy runner.
Yeah, he is. All right, 215-592-949. For this segment, brought to you by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles game day getaway from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com. Click the Eagles logo. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Then we'll hit you in a few minutes with our same game parlay for Eagles Rams. Barry is in West Philly. Hey, Barry.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Barry,
what's going on,
what's
man?
Up, buddy?
Look, man, I'm tired of everybody calling in here talking about the Rams being Ram tough. Yeah, the Rams are hard-headed. And you know what a hard head gets you, right, you?
Soft ass.
There you go. So everybody, Joe, sit
you never heard that before?
Behinds down somewhere. And look, man, yo, Kyle, kill the music, baby.
Oh, damn, nigga. Cue the music. I love fries.
And the field is ready. Midnight green and white is in the house. And the Link's about to rock steady. Players are in the building. Don't worry about Jalen being a pocket passer. We told you once before, hungry dogs run faster. You see, it's our time now, and we're taking no losses. Yeah, we're talking game green, baby. We don't tell silly bosses. Rain or sleep, snow or shine, it really doesn't matter because that bitch is mine. So when you step into our city, don't expect any brotherly love. We're going to send you behind back, and we'll do so with a brotherly shove. Now, when the game is all over, yeah, we can sing Kumbaya, but we will forever live rent-free in your mind. Rise,
Eagle, rise. It's a good one, Barry.
They gave me Don Cornelius vibes. A little bit of Don Cornelius in
Give
that
us an Eagles
good.
Chant, Barry.
Hey, look, everybody, on a one,
A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
I didn't want to mess it up. So I
played just, last time with the beat LA. Barry, good job, buddy.
I blew the last one.
I also stayed out of that.
Yeah, to be fair.
You know what I mean?
Because
I
weren't expecting to beat LA last time.
I was not.
Barry's got a good radio voice.
Yes, he does.
That he had me paying attention to what he was saying.
You know, he sounded like he could have narrated one of those Eagles hype videos that they put out.
Yes.
Like with he had the poeticism, if that's a word.
I think the new one is
now.
The internet.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's a good word. Good word.
Thank you.
What, poeticism?
Yeah.
I mean, every day from 10 to 2.
From the best wordsmith I know.
You get smarter.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a good word. It reminded me of the Don Cornelius. It reminded me of some Soul Train stuff.
I was captivated. That was
a fan of that, Barry Cole.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Judge in Ardmore. What's up, Judge?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Judge.
I'm calling because I just want to, you know, share my confidence in Jalen. First, Joe, I mean, like, I just think you're completely off base today.
I hope
like, honestly,
I am. Honestly,
Matt Stafford is nothing special. I can tell you over his last four games. Just let me read these off real quick. Last four games.
You got
like how people
Minnesota
stats,
game, they won. They beat a team that's completely... They were off their rocker after they got destroyed a week earlier. That team was nothing, right? The game before that, they played Arizona, trash team, beat them by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
The week before that, the Jets, trash team. They haven't scored more than 20 points in 4 weeks with the exception of the Minnesota game, and they had a defensive touchdown. And besides that, Matt Stafford had 160 yards, zero touchdowns 4 weeks ago, 110 yards and one touchdown 3 weeks ago, 189 yards and zero touchdowns 2 weeks ago. His best game was a 209-yard game in the last 5 weeks. He's nothing special. He's better than nobody. Jalen, I would take him over him any day of the week, with Jalen's subpar. And that's not even mentioning Jalen's running ability, his decision-making on third down, extending plays, things that he can do Stafford can't do.
Can I give you some numbers now? Matthew Stafford in the playoffs with the Rams, which includes last week, not just back 2 years ago or 3 years ago, in the playoffs with the Rams. He is 5-1, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks, 111.1 passer rating, 70% completion, 294 yards a game. He's one of the greatest playoff quarterbacks ever.
Four of those wins came in one season.
He also won last week. Last year, they went to Detroit and gave them all they could handle. I mean, they almost won that game in Detroit.
Matt Stafford from 2021. Is not Matt Stafford from 2025.
Guess what? Jalen Hurts from 2022 isn't the Jalen Hurts now. Like, we do this.
Right, but Matt Stafford this year, he had 3,700 yards. The year from 2022, Jalen Hurts had 3,700 yards. Like, he's no better. He's no better than Jalen Hurts was ever. You know, like, and that doesn't throw in Jalen's running ability.
You're telling me
I'm sorry. I'm not saying Matt Stafford's not. His overall career is definitely better than Jalen Hurts. That's not what I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Sunday at 6 o'clock. Forget all the rest of the past. Sunday at 6 o'clock. The game is 17-17. Which quarterback you trust in the fourth quarter?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, gosh.
Jalen Hurts has not let us down. The only reason we haven't scored more points is because we're in victory formation most of the time. We got guys sliding at the end of games. It's happened maybe 3-4 times this year. We've had even more points where he'd put up even bigger numbers. He missed games. Everything, his passer rating's better, his turnovers are better. Jalen Hurts is a great game manager. He does everything he needs to do to win. The guy just has the gene in him. I want him shooting the last shot in beer pong. He's my guy.
Well, I do like the confidence in the quarterback. I mean, I needed to hear this today because everyone else that called in was telling me about the running game and the defense.
Don't
like that you're confident.
Don't forget their defense. I mean, the Rams defense, they're holding garbage teams to low scores. I mean, literally, the Cardinals, like, come on. They let them score 9 points. Oh, awesome. They let the Jets score 9 points. Awesome. They let the Niners depleted
they
team
just
score
held,
six.
They just sacked the Vikings 9 times on Monday.
Right, but so and how many sacks did the Eagles have? I mean, geez, like, their offense cannot compete with our offense, and our defense is head and shoulders above theirs in every single way.
Well, then the way you frame it should be a blowout.
Yeah, look for it. I'll call you back.
All right, love it, Judge. Appreciate it. I like that he came to Jalen's defense. I needed someone to do that today.
I honestly didn't think he needed to be defended, but it was cool.
Well, no, but like, it's very weird to go into a game when no one mentions the quarterback when everyone's this confident. Usually that's part of the equation. And then that finally Judge brought it. Now, I don't know about the Stafford Hurts stuff, but that's okay. I mean, he brought it. I like that phone call.
I think Jalen's is, to me, is a given. In my humble opinion. And I know people are like, what the hell you mean? He was giving, he played like garbage last week. He played well enough to win last week. And yeah, that's what I expect this week.
He does have a knack for making plays when it matters.
Yeah.
Before things spiral, he tends to get it back on track. Like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got, I mean, the two Devontae passes and then the check to get Dallas.
Yeah, I'd have to give him that.
Yeah, I do too. What are you feeling more about the matchup versus the Rams? Confident, nervous, 73% sitting on confident today, 27% nervous, 65% lying to themselves would hurt Sirianni over Stafford McVay. 65-35 on hurt Sirianni. This Elliot is infecting people with that stuff there.
He said
let's talk to Dave in Bethlehem. What's up, Dave?
Crazy.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, so my concern is Kellen Moore actually hurting the team with his play calling, because I was looking back at the 2022 Cowboys statistics. Dak Prescott led the league with interceptions in the NFL after 12 games with 15 interceptions. And looking back at the game against Washington in the third quarter with 4:44 left, first and 10, Washington 13-yard line, he calls a pass play, gets sacked on third down, and fell for a field goal. How on earth, with the Eagles' offensive line and Saquon having a fantastic season, why couldn't the Eagles, you know, get a first down and run the clock? And then in the fourth quarter, on the last play of the drive before, you know, for the field goal, 3rd and 5, you know, a lot of people blame, you know, Smith for not catching the ball. However, they're trying to run the clock out. Washington has one timeout left, and he calls a pass play. Again, you have Gainwell, offensive line, you can run the ball.
But wasn't that like a four? But that, I agree with you on the first one. Wasn't the second one like they had 5 yards to go? It wasn't like a 2 or 3 yard for the first down, right? That the pass to Devontae?
That's right. Yeah, it's 3rd and 5. But the thing is, we got to run the clock, right? And so if you run the ball, you force Washington to burn a timeout.
You do. But you likely give the ball back, which is ultimately what happened anyway, because they dropped it. Yeah, I get it.
And the reason why is because, remember, Washington could, when they had the ball back, they moved the ball, because you had to worry about the run. And they remember the last play, they called the timeout because they had the timeout left. Had they not, the clock would have ran out. They would have forced the pass more. And then obviously, you know, Hugh said, just like, hey, you know, they can't run. What happens then?
So you're not a Moore guy. I mean, obviously you could feel it. I mean, that's.
It's like, because, you know, my concern is that, Sirianni's. You know, fundamentals is more like what? Analytics passing. And again, we have a great running team, great offensive line.
Yep.
My concern is more of the offense play calling sabotaging the team. You know, and
well,
the Rams.
I think that's so. If the Eagles, if things go wrong Sunday, Dave, we appreciate it. I don't think the defense is going to suddenly get torched. I think it's a closer game and the offense doesn't put enough on the board. You all right, Hugh?
Well, I'm all right. Yeah. There's a lot of talking.
You didn't take notes on
that
one?
No, okay. I checked out a while ago. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
It was on the air for like 2 minutes. What's your problem?
That was not two minutes.
Are you running out of steam at the end of the show?
That was not 2 minutes.
I noticed
it was not a very comparatively long phone call to anybody else.
That was pretty long.
I can see the number right here.
No, I'm just saying. How long was it?
Hugh's internal clock is a little different than 1 o'clock hour versus 10. I noticed this.
No, I'm just like, he long talking. Then he started talking about the game against the Commodores.
Well, he was citing examples. He brought his notes.
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry. I checked out though. I stopped paying attention.
That's all right. At least, well, as long as one of us is, we can pull the show off. Mike in Newark, what's up, Mike? Mike, you there, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Man?
What's up?
Hey, just want to ask you one question.
Okay.
if Saquon Barkley goes out in the first quarter, what are they going to do?
Well, we're in trouble.
What do you mean? We're going to be. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. Because you don't have a quarterback.
What are you talking about? We got a quarterback, but I feel better with Saquon's out there.
Yeah, well, I don't feel comfortable with the situation if something goes wrong with him.
We don't feel comfortable with a whole lot of stuff that's happening. But guess what? We won, and we've put together all these hypothetical situations, and we all thought about. We just ain't put it together. The one you just put together.
I get the overall point he's trying to make, but also like it's a weird way to arrive there when you say, "What happens if you take away the best player on your team?" Yes, we will have less of a chance to win. I mean, the same could be said if what happens if Matt Stafford goes down in the first quarter. Then what?
Okay, and same thing the other way.
And Jimmy G's coming in if that happens.
He didn't get what you were trying to get.
No, he just can't. He tried to counter
with what if Jalen goes down. Then it's Kenny Pickett time, Mike.
Then we're in trouble. I mean, like, yes, you take away good players, then your chances of winning are hurt.
There's a chance that he goes out for some reason. What are we going to do?
He's healthy. What does this matter?
What do you mean, what are we going to do?
We're going to try our best and likely fail. I mean, if you want honest answers, we're going to try our best and probably not win.
Oh, Saquon's out the game. Game's over. We're just going to give up right here. We're going to try to win.
We'll pause it here. We'll be back up next week when he's healthy.
Just probably not going to be as confident. We're going to try to. We still going to try to win, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answer for you. They'll be less likely to win the game. That's my answer.
Yeah, we won't be feeling as good. People might leave early.
Leave early?
We're talking about what ifs.
Leave early?
If Saquon gets hurt in the first quarter, you think people are heading to
it's going to be some, I'm heading straight to the door. I'll be like, listen, I'll listen to this in the car.
I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm out.
How did you ever play professional football?
I'm just saying, man. Listen, my whole argument has been built on Saquon Barkley doing what he does. He goes out in the first quarter. Hell, they don't need me to be here. I'm going to go home, and whatever happened, at least I'm going to be under covers and have some gummies to make me feel better, regardless.
Nothing says confidence like Hugh Douglas running for the exits.
Wow. I want a win-win. You can't tell me that if something like God forbid, Saquon Barkley goes in the first half, who's standing there for that? Because my whole argument around this running game.
Do you know how many people? Do you know how much people pay for those tickets? They're not leaving just because Saquon got hurt. I promise you,
tickets are expensive.
Man, I guarantee you. You know why? Because we just sat here all week long and took a dump on the quarterback, and most people don't think he's going to get it done anyway.
No,
Saquon Barkley go out.
No, there's Kenny zero Gainwell chance people starting? Leave if Saquon goes down in the first quarter. Zero chance.
Somebody leaving.
You. That's
yeah, you.
Yeah.
You.
I can guarantee you somebody leaving.
Somebody's out. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to it. Our same game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. We need a winner here, Douglas. You ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Well, you want to go first?
I was going to let you pick him because you know what mine is always going to be because I ain't been,
You want Kyle and I to help you here? You want
to? Yeah, I've been fishing. I even went on the Twitter.
Is that account empty?
And asked Shaq for a banger because Shaq gave out a banger last week to somebody.
You asked Shaq for bangers?
I did, and he didn't reply.
That means he's due for an elbow.
He didn't reply.
All right. Well, look,
I need a banger.
Consider this. Adding money to Hugh's funds because I think
I'm gonna go with the anytime Tutty though.
Yeah,
anytime Saquon Tutty.
All right, well you know what? That's the first leg.
That's why I would
put
leave.
It in. All right, our same game parlay: FanDuel Sportsbook, Eagles and the Rams. Hugh's first edition is he needs a win here because this guy.
My bank account on
Hugh needs a banger.
We tried to tell him this guy in November peacocked around here because he won a bet, and we tried to say you're going to be humble at
you
some point.
You'd be wearing a sign outside the links to send me your bangers.
Yeah,
he asked me, wait, what you betting on this week?
Boy, considering where we were with the Daily Douglas, it's a wild turn where we are right now. All right, Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown. I think Jalen Hurts is due here, Kyle, for an anytime touchdown.
Yeah. Every week he's due for an anytime.
But he didn't have one last week.
That means he's even more due.
I agree. All right, so two anytime touchdowns, Saquon, Jalen Hurts. Despite starting there, I want to throw one more in before you throw something in, Kyle. This, to me, feels like an under game. The Eagles' defense leads the way. I think the Rams' defense has improved. I don't trust the Eagles' pass game to light them up on Sunday. The snow, probably more running, less possessions. I think this is an under 43.5. So before the show started, I went around and asked you guys, everyone, this their score. And everyone combined was under this. That means we're in lockstep here. Under 43.5. So let's throw those three legs in. Under 43.5. Jalen and Saquon as the Eagles' touchdown scores. Kyle, what else do we put in here?
All right. Saquon's number is, well, it's always enticing to pick Saquon yards. Yep. It's set at 111 this week.
Wow.
Which is just a ton for me to bet on. Kenny Gainwell's rushing yards is 9.5 over
that,
under.
That's two carries.
Two carries.
Last week, what was it, 3 for 14? Something like that?
Smashing that.
All right. Let's do that. Kenny Gainwell over 9.5. All right. Let's throw one more in.
Need a winner.
So Kyren Williams, the running back for the Rams. Last week, Josh Jacobs had 40 yards receiving. I think McVay's going to try to attack the Eagles without N'Kobe Dean by using the running back out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a pretty reasonable number. I mean, he has a catch or two. He probably gets to 13 yards receiving. Let's throw that in. Kyren Williams over 12.5 receiving yards. Kenny Gainwell over 9.5 rushing yards. Under 43.5 for the game. Hurts touchdown. Barkley touchdown. That's a 31-1. I mean,
that's a banger for you.
You want a banger, Hugh?
I like it. I like it.
All right, there it is.
I need a winner.
31-1 over at FanDuel. That will keep you going for the rest of the postseason there. Let's put that one in together as a show. All right, let's grab TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, y'all?
TR, what's up, buddy?
Nothing to worry about, man. We already beat them guys. All we got to do is prepare. You know, it's like going to a rematch for a fight, man. Just be prepared. We were ready to go rumble. So, you know, the Packers got us ready for this game, so now we're just getting ready for the Super Bowl. That's all I keep saying, you know? Even though it could N'Kobe Dean is out. I'm not worrying about that because our defensive coach, he got everything in check.
So what do you think? Is this a knockout or is this by decision? Like, am I going to be biting my nails?
This is a blow. We're going to blow them out. We coming out hype. Gilly and Brandon going to get them hype again, get the defense hype, and we're going in and kill them. And one more thing I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something about what the one caller said pertaining to making it hard for them that caught their plays. We need to, every time they had a ball, the whole time they had a ball, the whole stadium, instead of roaring, the crowd roaring, we should just keep singing. They no one likes us the whole time. Every time they get the ball, just getting their heads. When they go home, they're going to need a psychiatrist because it's all going to keep hearing after they finish with them. Yeah, man. So we just keep saying no one likes to sing the whole song while they got the ball, loud as possible.
You ready to sing on Sunday, Hugh?
That might happen. No, I'm in the press box. I'm in the press box.
We need to sing up that whole trend with
living
them.
Living in this big blue world.
You
can't really sing
the whole team. The whole team. No one lies. We don't care. That's what I want to hear, man. You know what I mean? Just being their heads. We're going to blow them out. I ain't worrying about nothing. I'm happy.
All right, TR. TR, you enjoy it on Sunday. Let's get a victory. We'll be back here on Monday talking about the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. All right. So we got pregames, Hugh, on Sunday in with the snow falling.
Yeah, what time?
So we start at 12. 12 o'clock, me and you and Dave Spadaro for countdown to kickoff.
That sounds fun.
And then the whole crew shows up. 1 o'clock, we'll get you ready for the game. The Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. We got two tomorrow, Chiefs tomorrow, Lions tomorrow, and then everything started. Do you like guys like that we're the third game? I like that we get a little warm-up tomorrow.
Yeah, you get to see who gets to play and get to watch a little football. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, everyone. Everyone that's confident out there, keep that confidence and have this thing be a roaring crowd Sunday.
These 4 hours make you feel any better?
You know what? Tyler's call is the one. That was the one silver lining. I mean, Kyle, you made me feel worse, Kyle. You made me feel a little bit better in the beginning of the show.
What did I do?
Well, you were too confident.
You didn't like your confidence.
No,
I'm right.
It was over the top. It was too much. But Tyler's call really did make me feel better.